This recording, Iran 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Tehran. I was raised in Tehran until I was 21. Then I was fortunate that I could come to the United States to get educated and had a chance and opportunity to stay here and live a life. I was mainly in Tehran most of my life. I went to northern part of the Iran, which is a very wet area in terms of atmosphere and temperature as far as rainfalls and so forth. It's a very nice and very pleasant area, somewhat like Oregon. And I was there several times. As far as other area of the country, no, I didn't have a chance to travel much. First encounter, well, it may sound kind of crazy, but when we were kids, I always listened to the American and the American radio, as well as watching the American programming on TV, mainly basketball. And every time they had the commentator going on about, you know, the exciting part of the game, it kind of sounded like this, wah, 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 wah. But eventually I got to learn what those wah, wah, wah means. I hope. Well, this is about, it's just a single phrase about peace on earth. And basically in Farsi you say, Sulh Barai Hameh. And it means peace on earth.